Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a PM team, Black and Gold Loser Monday. We're breaking down the Steelers' just embarrassing offensive showing and Aaron Rodgers playing one of the worst games of all time. With you today at 412-928-9370. You can watch us on Twitter, on X now. We have it pinned to our 93.7 The Fan page, so you can go there and watch the show if you can't listen on your car radio or watch us on YouTube. So it's there for you now. Check that out. Our bosses are excited about that. So are we.
Almost 2,300 people locked into the Twitter account.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount. That's this week. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, the co-creator of a great show called The Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. Billy Bob Thornton, who scores St. Louis Cardinals games in his free time.
So we've got front row Amy, who's well known to Brewers fans for sitting in the front row scoring games.
He taught Angelina Jolie how to score baseball games. And man, that's pretty hot.
Isn't that one of the all-time mismatched couples? Like, she in her prime, you know, the probably, what, sexiest woman alive? Probably she won that award, I'm assuming, at some point. And Billy Bob Thornton just kind of, I don't know.
Just a normal-looking guy?
I would say a normal-looking guy who you feel like you would just randomly see at a gas station filling up his car doing absolutely nothing.
Maybe he's got a little Pete Davidson going for him. You know what I mean? Let's get to the Donnie football debrief brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. Donald?
The debrief, November 10, 2025. Let's get to the Pat Narduzzi quote from earlier today. Ahead of this massive game against Notre Dame. Game day will be on site outside of Acrisure Stadium for the first time in a long time. Getting asked if this is a must win, this was Pat's answer. Absolutely not. It is not an ACC game. I'm glad you brought that up. It's not an ACC game. I'd gladly get beat 103 or 110-10. In that game. They could put up 100 on us as long as we win the next two after that. I have a wild take on this. I actually think he's dead on. Now maybe saying
wow.
Maybe saying 100-0 is a little bit much, but he's right. Like, yeah, it is a massive game, I think, for Pitt as a program. But in all reality, if they would win that game on Saturday, it means nothing if they lose to Georgia Tech and Miami. Whereas if they lose on Saturday and beat the last two, that means a whole lot more.
I haven't done enough of the looking on this because honestly, there's so many different ways you've got to take it. I know Wake beat Virginia this week. Is there still a way that a one-loss Pitt team can be boxed out of the ACC title game right now?
You've got five teams with one loss.
Louisville has a direct head-to-head over them.
But they've already got two losses.
Okay, right. So knock that. Okay, so Duke still has one loss, I
Duke,
believe.
Duke, SMU, Virginia, and Georgia Tech. And if you
Georgia Tech. Miami's already lost twice.
Yep. So Duke, I guess there's a scenario.
Hold on. Chris Peak had something about this.
Virginia does play Duke. So one of those teams is going to have a second loss.
I feel like Chris Peak had something about this,
I guess it's possible that SMU wins out and then the winner of Virginia Duke wins out and you could have one of those teams in SMU in over Pitt.
So,
because in that scenario, all three teams would have one loss.
Okay, here it is. So Chris said on Saturday, I think your rooting interests for the next 3 weeks are Pitt winning and either Virginia or SMU losing a game. So Virginia did, because that was sent, I believe, yeah, that was sent Saturday morning. Or no, Sunday morning, sorry.
So they still have to lose another one.
Still have to lose another one. And then all these like weird tiebreakers, by the way, that Virginia-North Carolina non-con loss counts for absolutely nothing. It does not count in any tiebreaking equation. The only thing I was going to say was, could, if Pitt somehow got boxed out somehow as a one-loss team still from the ACC title
game.
Could
they get an at-large?
If they beat Notre Dame, I absolutely think 10-2 and getting boxed out weirdly by tiebreakers, Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Miami. I know Miami's fallen off here, but that would still look pretty damn good.
I also completely disagree with him because I think Notre Dame is a Pitt rival. And Notre Dame might not look at Pitt as a rival.
But they play him a lot.
But they play him just about every year. And I think if you ask Pitt fans to rank the teams they want to beat every season, it's going to go Penn State 1 whenever they do play, which doesn't happen anymore.
WVU 2.
And then I don't know. I honestly think, I think West Virginia fans want to beat Pitt more than Pitt fans want to beat West Virginia.
I do like it when they beat Notre Dame.
I think Pitt fans would rather beat Notre Dame than West Virginia. I really do.
I don't hate Notre Dame the way I used to because I find Freeman to be a generally likable, straightforward
guy. Yeah, I think Pitt fans hate Notre Dame more than they hate West Virginia.
I hate the institution of Notre Dame, even though I keep getting told their fans are so nice and they don't have the cultural cachet quite that they did back in the day when we were all growing up, Pony.
And also, I mean, am I to take from these comments that, like, let's say Desmond Reed is a little iffy for this game.
That he'll sit him?
He sits? Because if it doesn't matter. But if it doesn't matter, Donnie.
I also wonder in a way if it's him taking the pressure a little bit off his team so it's not like an uptight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All week.
So I have.
They come out on
I don't
Saturday.
Like that. I don't like that either, though.
I have a.
Well, I mean, Notre Dame's got more pressure on them than Pitt. If Notre Dame fumbles one of these other
they're
games,
done.
They're done.
100%.
Yeah. And they're also trying still for style points, Notre Dame is, to try to bludgeon people. I have a crazier take than Donnie's. I got a weird feeling Pat thinks they're going to win this week. And he's doing a bunch of, like, Pat Narduzzi psychology voodoo. I actually came away from that feeling, gut feeling. I think they're going to pull a little surprise here. I'm not ready to make the formal pick, but I think...
You think they are, or you think he thinks?
I think he thinks that they will, or that they have a very good chance to, and I'm starting to talk myself into it even more so because I saw this on its surface kind of silly quote from him that's getting raked over the coals for how absurd it is.
See, I think it's the opposite. I think he knows. I think what he wants to do with his team is game day's there and there's 70,000. It's going to feel, from an atmosphere standpoint, like it's the biggest game Pitt's ever played in.
And he's trying to
And I think he's already trying to let them know in advance, even if you lose, we can't sulk the next week and act like our season is over because it's the exact opposite.
Well, I
got to
be honest then, that's not horrible coaching. If like you know that you got to keep your eyes on the prize, that's not the worst coaching ever. Make sure your guys don't have a hangover. Look what got James Franklin fired. They lost what was going to be their big game of the year at home.
Yep.
And the obvious hangover carried over. It's still carrying over. They haven't won since.
All right. Do you guys think that Pitt's going to win out?
I think they're going to take 2 of 3.
Okay.
Is this the one they're not going to win?
Well, no. Here's what I was going to ask. If you think they're going to win 2 out of 3, that means that one of those losses is going to be an ACC loss. I don't think that's going to be good enough to get them in the ACC championship
game.
If
you think they're going to win 2 out of 3, one of those games doesn't have to be an ACC loss.
You're right. No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Okay. Then never mind. Because I was going to say, If you asked me right now, would I rather beat Notre Dame or beat Georgia Tech the next week, I would say beat Notre Dame.
But if it's beat Notre Dame or run the table in the last two and win the ACC.
Well, yeah, that's different. But I.
Yes, if I get 9-3, but you get left out somehow, or you just beat Notre Dame and I don't know what happens after that, yeah, beat Notre Dame, lose to Tech, probably want to beat Notre Dame.
Like, I think there's a better chance they go 0-3 than go 2-1.
The Miami game's got me.
I think most likely is perplexed. They go 1-2. If I had to rank what happens in their last three games, I'd say 1-2 is most likely.
And you say loss, win, loss, I bet.
Then 2-1 and 3-0.
I don't know, man. Like, there is like a weird vibe with them with Heinschel in a good way, where he has hardly been perfect, especially like the end of the Stanford game, slop fest.
Yes.
We even asked him about it. And yet you've got to kind of go back and realize they were up by so much because he was so good to that point. They've kind of cruised past everybody since he started
and
playing.
Usually Pitt finds a way to lose one of those games to prevent Saturday from being a big game.
Like, they would
so
have let
have
Stanford go like 90 yards right. in 2 minutes and then done it again and like completely melted down.
But the fact remains they still haven't beaten anybody who's worth a damn.
No,
and that has me nervous about Saturday's game. The odds makers have him as a 10.5-point dog.
Notre Dame's good, man. They've figured it out. They've largely figured it out, and they have one of the three best players, I would say, in college football in Love, who had a ridiculous highlight reel.
But Pitt's been really good against the run.
I think the question in this game, too, is you brought up Reed's health. Like, how hard does Pat push to get some of his defensive guys back?
How about this? It's like the biggest game Pitt has played in years. Like, you could even make an argument it's bigger than that ACC championship game with Kenny. Malzi's at a Navy game on Saturday, and I'm in Kentucky for Amanda's 40th birthday. You want to talk about bad scheduling luck for us, and you probably got a D3 game.
No, I have two high school championships
there you go.
That day.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, I'll be in Annapolis at Navy USF.
Like, we talked about this months ago. Like, I said a month ago, hey, maybe Pitt Notre Dame could be game day, and I think people kind of laughed at that and rolled their eyes. But now it's happening. And I always
didn't you say it under the guise of you thought Holstein would be good enough to get to that point?
No,
you said it a couple months ago.
No. I meant like a month ago. I said it's possible that Pitt runs the table here before Notre Dame, and if Notre Dame runs the table before that game, all of a sudden you're going to have one of the biggest games of the college football season in Pittsburgh, and we do have that now. And it's not just because Pitt's a spoiler.
No, Pitt's
both
in
teams
it,
can legitimately get to the college football playoff.
It's funny. This game has no bearing, really, unless my scenario plays out where they would somehow get left out of the ACC title game and they would need to be 10-2.
That's another reason why he shouldn't say game doesn't matter. It does.
No, it absolutely does. I guess my point is that Pitt, even if this game doesn't have a ton of luster, maybe like somebody else that they need to lose loses and they've got a clearer path.
Right.
They beat Notre Dame. They are suddenly vaulting up those college football playoff rankings, and they are instantly seen as a very serious
and
threat.
Here's another thing. I don't think it's insignificant, like, in terms of recruiting.
No,
if
that
they
is
beat Notre Dame
true.
And Sig's there, you think there's a chance he might commit to Pitt after the game? Maybe not, but maybe there is.
If they deliver a big boy performance and beat Notre Dame in front of a rockin' house, even if 45% of it's Notre Dame fans, and it's just a loud, good environment, it's absolutely going to move the needle for them on recruiting.
What do you think, Donnie? You agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of
recruiting.
Like, yeah, like program-wise, it's probably the biggest one left. Season-wise, it isn't, and that's why he said what he said.
Maybe Spell will see the game and be like, you know what, I'm reopening it and I want to go to
Pitt. Is he going to go to Notre Dame?
They're on his final list.
I think that's
list.
What he's like crystal balled to.
Yeah, like they need another great running back at Notre Dame.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.